don't have all the people here, but probably a lot of them are going to come. Today, all we're going to do is introduce some new people and talk about some of the things that we're going to have in the future. And it's good to see you all again. I think I've probably seen most of you already. Are you, John?
I'm ready.
But anyway, the new people that we have Brian Steinhoff. He's our committee administrator. And house research, Gene Lefever. Lefever. I've worked with you before. It's good to have you on our committee. Thank you. Christy Brusvin is research. She's got a new name. She's been here before, but...
Congratulations.
He got lucky. Patty Janovit is our house information writer. She's not here yet. Katie Nadeau is a constituent service writer for this committee. And Ron Ronaldo is committee page. Good to have you here. And we also have Keith Bogut is a Department of Finance person. Welcome. The other guy that left us did a very good job, and we'll look forward to working with you too. Good to have you here yet, though. You know, people leave this committee, they still come back. Jamie's here too. So it's kind of fun. Yeah, Jamie is a Department of Labor and Industry now, and she'll be following this committee. So basically, those are the introductions of the new people and the people that are here with different names and stuff like that. We are going to operate under the same committee rules we did last year and the year before and the year before. And I don't think there should be any questions about those. And we just wanted to have introductions to on Tuesday. We're going to have a trip to tour Fort Snelling and the James J. Hill House. At 8 o'clock, we're going to meet by the Secretary of State's office,
yeah.
Right out there.
Yeah.
And they're on the bonding, the proposed Minnesota Historical Society's bonding requests, and it's good to go see those things. And other than that, we're going to start hearing bonding requests from the various departments. We have very few bills that have had hearing requests, and we anticipate having a lot of those. We're going to have all the Public Facilities Administration, wastewater, drinking water bills heard together with Natural Resources Finance Committee, Dennis Osmond's committee. So testifiers won't have to testify twice. Little economies of scale there. And other than that, is there any questions? Well, we look forward to a good year. We're going to have bonding requests one way and the finance bills at another time. Hopefully we can get everybody's bills heard. That's the goal.
Yeah. And that.
And do we have any minutes to move?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Representative Doan, you want to move the minutes?
Oh, I certainly, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Representative Dorn moves the minutes of April 23rd, 2003. All in favor of approving those minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Representative Dorn.
Oh, thank you. I was just going to ask for a little follow-up on the trip on Tuesday. Is that during our committee time, or is
yes,
that
it is.
The whole morning?
We should be back in time.
Thank you.
We're going to have to be rushed, though, according to David.
But we meet at 8 instead of...
We're going to meet a little bit early.
We're
going to
be... Start early.
That's fine.
We'd like to get both of them in. A lot of people I hear haven't seen... visited either place. And I think... I haven't visited Fort Snelling. I know I've been at the James J. Hill House, and that's very worthwhile going to. So we'll look forward to that. Any other questions?
Did John want a donut?
Oh, John, you can have a donut.
Right.
Everybody...
No, that's not the only question.
I had several people say, John lost weight. You worked on that?
I did. Some of it was just accidental, just from lots of physical things.
Yeah, you moved, that's right.
I haven't moved yet.
Okay.
I'm the proud owner, along with several lending institutions, of two domiciles.
and double heat bills are an interesting experience.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure they are.
But then I tried the Atkins diet, and that.
I don't think these donuts are on that.
I think, yeah, I don't think they are. I think these are exempted.
Well, there's something about the calories and fat grams in donuts that you eat on the first day of your committee when you're back. Something like that. I think they're fine.
I read the same document.
Yeah, it was one of the cards in my kit. Yeah.
Lynn, is there any special occasion that...
Just being darn nice, and as long as you've asked me, as long as you've asked me, with Representative Mahoney here, I was going to make sure that he did a commercial for an event this afternoon, and so it was just kind of basically to bribe people to come to the History Center this afternoon. So I'll let Representative Mahoney take it away with that.
Mahoney.
Well, you know, it's
we're waiting for your commercial.
This afternoon, we are putting on a seminar to educate Chairman Krenke, because he spent 2 hours yesterday trying to get to figure out what was going on with bioscience and why the state should invest in Rochester and in the University of Minnesota. So this afternoon we are having Bioscience 101 over at the History Center starting at approximately 3 o'clock. See, if I say 3 o'clock, we really started at 3:15. We'll get started on time. And we are going to be going over a variety of different issues, what we will be doing in terms of some of the research we'll be doing at the university, some of the projects that we're going to be trying to push forward in ag and agricultural products, some of the medical devices. There's a couple others in there, but you know, it's still early, and I've already been to two meetings, and I'm still working on sentencing guidelines with somebody. So I'm not working at all cylinders at this official. So if I've missed anything, my colleague, who has been deeply involved in this, should jump right on in.
The only thing I would add is that there will be a shuttle, and so committee members should be looking for the information about that from their LA today. And if you can't make it for the program, there's a great booth-type reception where a lot of the partners on bioscience and some of the investments that we've already made are going to be on display. And yesterday the governor announced with Bob Brunix and Dr. Smith from Mayo all of the projects that have been funded with the initial $4 million, $2 million from the state, and then one matching from Mayo and the U. And they announced those projects yesterday, and so some of those partners will be there as well. But so if you can't make it for the program, try to come around 6. The governor is speaking at 6:30, and I think it'll be a good event.
And just so everyone on the committee knows, your favorite committee chairperson is carrying a bill for Rochester, Minnesota, the university, and Mayo. So,
and I anticipate you all want to sign on to it. But anyway, we introduce the new people here. I'm sure they'll get to know you. And tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Tuesday. We're going at 8 o'clock. We're going to leave by the Secretary of State to see Fort Snelling, one of your favorite places, and the James J. Hill House, also in St. Paul. So I'm sure you'll be there to help lead the tour.
Tuesday.
Nancy probably will be there, too.
Should I bring one?
Well, if nobody else, any other comments from any members, any staff people? Well, we look forward to a very productive year, and thank you all for coming here, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Motion to adjourn.
Come on.
Yep.
Come on. Hey. We are adjourned.